This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Hey, welcome to Saturday. Glad you're with us. We got a huge show for you tonight. The one, the only, Dr. Sebastian Gorka in the house. Also in the ladies' lounge, a brand new face, someone who's never been with us before, but I think we're going to get to know her a lot better as the days go by. Elizabeth Pipko is her name. She is the founder of a very important movement that's going to impact 2020. And we are just post-Thanksgiving. Welcome in to a very busy Saturday. Kevin McCullough couldn't be happier than to be spending Saturday night with you, as we are wont to do on these Saturday evenings, and it's always good to have you with us. It is interesting that over the Thanksgiving holiday, there's been a lot of discussion about how the presidential race is changing, and it's being challenged by the very thoughtful and the very moderate and the very, you know, kind of non-establishment guy that Michael Bloomberg is. In fact, on Twitter over the weekend, and this has been my take on Bloomberg. You know, we come to you from New York. Those of you that watch on television, you know that easily because we show you terrain shots of different sites around the city. We enjoy doing that. But here's the thing. I don't know why Mayor Bloomberg got into the race. And this now marks the third mayor of the last three mayors of New York City that thought that they should be a presidential candidate that have then ended up running for president. And none of them have done well. They have all been abject disasters as presidential candidates. Rudy Giuliani was so bad as a candidate that he decided he would skip Iowa, skip New Hampshire, skip South Carolina, and wait until Florida, where I guess he thought all the New York snowbirds would just come out in huge numbers to just make sure he got across the finish line. I don't even think he finished in the top five in Florida. And you kind of had to wonder, well, why is he even running? And sure enough, it wasn't a very good run anyway. But that aside, the other interesting thing about mayors from New York running for president is that I think they have this overly inflated idea that running our city, which is the greatest city on planet Earth, is maybe a tougher job than being president or something like that. And I think they have no real clue what they're biting off. Now, I'm not saying that Bloomberg isn't talented. He's worth $54 billion. I mean, that's not chump change. He's accomplished a few things, like the current resident of the White House. But then he opens his mouth. So, and there were basically three different Mayor Bloombergs that we had. There was the Mayor Bloomberg that came in immediately after Giuliani on the heels of 9/11 and kind of extended the Giuliani administration, finished cleaning up the city from post 9/11, reinforced all the tough on crime things, stop and frisk he used, etc. Then there was Mayor number two when he was in his second term, where he then argued he was such an important mayor that he deserved to change the rules for term limits and give himself a third term. And he got the city council to go along with it. And then he won a third term. But in his second term, he was kind of just kind of not, he wasn't like terrible, but he wasn't great. And he was just kind of somewhere in between. Very unimpressive mayoral service in term two. And then he served term three, and he was just a disaster. He was telling people what size sodas to drink. He was trying to get in people's business all the time. And this last week, this video emerged with him and Lagarde, I think is her name, the woman that is all about the global economic structures. And so he was invited to come speak at the big global thing that she heads up, or just up until recently did, because she's now taken a new position in the European Union. But he actually said before a live audience something that I have never heard a politician say. In fact, I've heard politicians do everything they can to say that they would never tax the poor. But I was not prepared, and this started passing around Twitter like some sort of meme. So I thought, well, is it even real? You know, because and then I watched him say it with my own eyes. I've got it for you. This is Mayor Bloomberg talking about taxing poor people more. Go.
Say, well, taxes are regressive, but in this case, yes, they are. That's the good thing about them, because the problem is in people that don't have a lot of money. And so higher taxes should have a bigger impact on their behavior and how they deal with themselves. So I listen to people saying, oh, we don't want to tax the poor. Well, we want the poor to live longer so that they can get an education and enjoy life. And that's why you do want to do exactly what a lot of people say you don't want to do. The question is, do you want to pander to those people, or do you want to get them to live longer? And there's just no question. If you raise taxes on full sugary drinks, for example, they will drink less. And there's just no question that full sugar drinks are one of the major contributors to obesity, and obesity is one of the major contributors to heart disease and cancer and a variety of other things. Mm. So it's like saying, I don't want to stop using coal because coal miners will go out of work. Well, we'll lose their jobs. We have a lot of soldiers in the United States, in the U.S. Army, but we don't want to go start a war just to give them something to do. And that's exactly what you're saying when you say, well, let's keep coal killing people because we don't want coal miners to lose their jobs. The truth of the matter is there aren't very many coal miners left anyways, and we can find other things for them to do. But the comparison is a life or a job, or taxes or life. Which do you want to do? Take your poison.
So it's regressive. It is good. There are lots of tax experts in the room and fiscal experts, and I'm very pleased that they hear you say that. And they all say the two things in life which are absolutely certain. One is death. The other one is tax. So you use one to defer the other one.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, except that's just crazy talk. He literally made the argument that if you tax poor people more, you'll prevent them from doing things that are bad for them. The day that government in particular, but the day that any single human being thinks that he knows how much more money you should be paying to the government for your own well-being is the day that that guy should come nowhere near serving in public office. So just pay attention, poor people. If you were already thinking about voting for Michael Bloomberg, and I don't know any poor people that were, he not only has ticked off most of the wealthy people in America, but now he's ticked off all of the poor people in America, because he's actually saying that you want to be taxed, you should be taxed as a poor person, that they should make your big gulp. This is exactly what he did in New York City. Make the taxes so punitive on drinks that are, you know, bigger than they're supposed to be. Well, he actually got them outlawed in New York City. But that's what he wants to do. He wants to take that national. Tell you how much Diet Coke you're allowed to get when you pull into the Burger King drive-thru. Look, if you don't want to go through the Burger King drive-thru, that's totally up to you. You don't want to go to Wendy's, that's totally up to you. But if I want to go there and get a salad and a Diet Coke, he better stay the heck away from me. What's his pitch? Just because Trump did it, just because Trump was successful as a gazillionaire, he thinks, well, I'm a bigger gazillionaire, so I can do it too. There's a story on the front page of Drudge, even as I'm talking to you about this. The headline literally reads, Bloomberg might be better off skipping debates. Well, okay, you're already like probably not going to compete in Iowa or New Hampshire, which, again, I don't understand that strategy. And now you're telling poor people that you need to tax them more. When most of the rest of the people in your group are saying, no, let's stick it to the rich. Now, I don't agree with any of their economic policies, but I'm just saying as a matter of practical politics, I don't think you're going to win the popular vote of the everyday Joe if you say, hey, we're taxing you poor people for your own welfare. You'll make better choices because we tax you. Am I just completely out to lunch here, or is Bloomberg just... wait a minute. One of us is. Is it me or Mayor Bloomberg? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, and hit extension 1 when you dial. 888-340-3373. All right, we've got a huge show for you tonight. Let's go to the big board. Tonight, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who's one of my colleagues at Salem Radio, he's heard on many of these stations during the week with America First. He is going to join me to talk about his new book, and it is all about war. It is all about the soul of America. We will talk with him about that. And then in hour two, Elizabeth Pipko is going to join us, former model, former figure skater. Now the
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, and... lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known and I've known some.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, every single day talking about breaking news as it happens, what it means, and most importantly, why it matters. If you're not of the period of history that we're living through is, but as you wake up each day, you see what is happening with the American left, you see how they are attacking not just the institutions of our republic, but also the very process by which it came about. And nothing says that more in these times than this fake impeachment that I'm talking about on almost a daily basis. Well, someone who has been fighting this fight since before it was the kind of cauldron of boiling hate that it is now is someone that has seen it from both sides. And you get to enjoy him each day on the Salem Radio Network. Many of the same stations that you hear Kevin McCullough on Saturday nights have this man throughout the drive time. And Sebastian Gorka, Dr. Sebastian Gorka is his name, and the new book is The War for America's Soul. Dr. G, we don't get to interface very often because we're kind of on, but we're both on an afternoon drive in New York City, but I've always been thankful that when your predecessor left, I was kind of the one that had to do all the heavy lifting and afternoon drive. And I got to say, since America First has come along, we've made that whole day part nice and meaty in the afternoon. So congratulations on a tremendous start to your radio career. But thanks for coming back to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Oh, anytime. And thanks for the kind words. It's so exciting. The show America First is doing gangbusters across the country, but it's just so good to be part of the Salem team, so thank you.
Yeah, no. I want to ask you two things about radio before we talk about the book. What was the most unexpected surprise of the routine or the day-to-day or what you've discovered about doing radio? And then what was the most unexpected curveball that came your way?
Look, the most pleasurable surprise is just almost from the get-go. I don't know about you, but for me, the key part of the show is just the callers, and we get amazing callers from across the country, a lot of them from California, which really makes you feel good. So, just getting a real family of callers as soon as possible. There's no real curveball. There's just this idea that, your show prep and your lineup can change in a millisecond. And in the age of Trump, you can have one tweet and it changes the rest of your 3-hour show. So, like the Marines say, semper gumby.
Well, since I have done this now in stages of 4 different administrations, going back to Clinton, I got to tell you, the times have never been better for what we do on a daily basis, particularly from the Salem perspective, than since January of 2017. Because I got to tell you, this man has unilaterally shaped the face of not just the courts, not just the country, not just the economy, not just our foreign policy, but of even the very industry of talk media. And it's just a pleasure to have you on the team and to be part of it. Dr. Gorka, for people that that don't necessarily know everything about your life, talk to us a little bit about what your life was like as a child and who you were before you were able to come to America.
So my parents, as children, suffered under the Nazi occupation of Hungary. Then my father, once the Nazis were replaced by the communists, my father was a freedom fighter. He resisted the dictatorship, was betrayed, arrested, tortured, and given a life sentence at the age of 20 for his patriotism and love of country. And then he was liberated from a political prison by the freedom fighters in 1956. And with the 17-year-old daughter of a fellow prison mate, he escaped to the West, literally across a minefield into free Austria. And then after a few weeks as refugees, they ended up in the UK, were married. Those are my parents. I was born and raised to people who truly understand what communism and fascism is. And then after the fall of the Berlin Wall, I traveled to the land of my forefathers, and I worked for the first free government, the first conservative government in Hungary, in the defense ministry for 5 years. And then eventually ended up, thanks to the blessings of the good Lord, I ended up teaching the U.S. military, met my American wife, and spent a decade teaching our armed forces, intelligence community, and agents of the FBI in counterterrorism. And that's one of the reasons why I ended up in the White House as strategist to the president.
I am very intrigued about that portion of your life, Sebastian, because Dr. Robert Spencer, who is a terrorist authority as well, and I know that Robert, there seems to have been, at least in the Obama era, this kind of unwillingness to call our enemy our enemy. And you talk about this on the air quite a bit. But I know that dipped into the training that we were giving the very people that we were then asking to go fight the terrorists. Talk to us from your perspective about how that affected the outcomes of what we ended up needing to do strategically.
Well, I actually documented it in my prior, my first best-selling book was Defeating Jihad, that I wrote before I went into the White House. And I talk about how political correctness is getting people killed in my new book, The War for America's Soul. But yeah, under the Obama administration, there was a policy to deny the relevance of ideology when it came to the motivation of our enemies like Al-Qaeda or ISIS. And they pushed this absurd idea down the throats of our national security establishment, whereby they said that terrorism is really a result of what we do. It's a result of our foreign policy. Terrorism is a result of poverty and disenfranchisement, and was the opposite of the reality. I mean, when you look at Osama bin Laden, one of the richest people in the world who becomes a terrorist. When you look at the hijackers from 9/11, these are all middle class, well-educated individuals. There was a willful blindness that was a result of political correctness in the Obama administration, and I'm forever honored to have been in the administration that dismantled that insanity, because as you know very well, you can't defeat an enemy if you don't understand them.
Right.
And the good thing is Donald Trump understands our enemies.
There's no doubt about it that he does. And Sebastian, as we continue our discussion, I want to get a little more into that. The book is called The War for America's Soul, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka is our guest tonight, Radio Night Live, coming to you on great radio stations coast to coast, along with the Biz TV television network. And we're welcoming two new affiliates to the fold. Wichita, Kansas is joining us on the Biz TV television network tonight. And on the radio side of things, we have I believe it's CBF, BCF, which is 97.1 FM and 1240 AM in the Florence, Muscle Shoals, Alabama area. And they're joining us via Biz Talk Radio as well.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has announced the first U.S. coronavirus death, a man from Washington.
At this moment, we have 22 patients in the United States currently that have coronavirus. Unfortunately, one person passed away overnight.
He spoke at a White House news briefing.
We would respectfully ask the media and politicians and everybody else involved not to do anything to incite a panic.
He says he'll meet Monday with drug companies to discuss vaccines. Officials say Americans should avoid travel in certain areas of Italy and South Korea. Vice President Pence adds,
we will be using Section 212F, banning travel from Iran. Iran is already under a travel ban, but we are expanding existing travel restrictions to include any foreign national who has visited Iran within the last 14 days.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Speaking with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. The book is The War for America's Soul. It's published by our very good friends at Regnery, our sister organization here at Salem. And the idea, Dr. Gorka, that there is this elitist cabal, and it's not just present in the fake impeachment inquiry that we have underway right now, which is not an impeachment inquiry at all. They haven't taken a vote. There is no binding stuff going on right now. And I think that the president's playing exactly right. You don't get to talk to us until you actually put yourself on the record and, you know, let's strap him up and let's get it going. But this idea that this deep state that the president talks so much about in the early part of the campaign, and then we did see a lot of that exposed through the Russia collusion process, and a lot of those guys are no longer employed. They're out of jobs. They're out of place. Is the impeachment process, the fake impeachment process, Dr. Gorka, is this going to be where we really dig and find the bottom of the root of where all of this junk is at? Because the framework of how the whistleblower came to be and how the complaint got written and how, you know, suddenly all of these people know all of this stuff. Nancy Pelosi knows what's in the complaint before the complaint goes public. It seems as though there's a bit of rooting out that is yet to be done, and we've got to do it for the sake of the country.
It's not the impeachment process of going to get to the bottom of it. The impeachment process is a fraud, it's a lie, it's a circus. It's not even a real impeachment process. If you don't have a roll call vote to begin impeachment, then it's not impeachment. It's just a weaponized use of our Constitution, and it's a fraud. What's really important, and, you know, I actually document the coup that was executed against the president, everybody that was involved during the Operation Crossfire Hurricane by the Obama administration.
Right.
We're going to get to the bottom of it, but not because of the impeachment, but because of the new Attorney General, William Barr, and because of U.S. Attorney Durham, who's been unleashed. I was on a stage recently with Mark Levin, and I asked, you know, the man, the great one, how many times in U.S. history has an attorney general traveled to a foreign country to spearhead an investigation into corruption in America? And Mark gave me, you know, the historic answer, never before, but that's exactly what Attorney General Barr is doing. So the left is in trouble. People like John Brennan, who are at the center of the biggest political scandal in American history, are worried, and they should be. So, you know, buckle up. It's going to be quite a ride in the next 390 days.
Oh, I think it's going to be for sure. And this deep state influence has not been completely exposed yet. And what I meant by the impeachment process exposing it is there has been some damage to them that I don't think they were anticipating. I don't think that, you know, the press, you and I knew about the Biden accusations probably 24 months ago. But nobody talked about it in the New York Times. Nobody talked about it in the Washington Post. Nobody talked about it on broadcast television until they thought it was a gotcha moment for the president. And guess what? Sleight of hand. It turns and backfires on them. And we're seeing this exposed with almost every element. And it's the same strategy with Blase Ford. It was the same strategy with the FISA applications. It was the same strategy with the Steele dossier. They accused Trump of doing what they actually did and try to generate outrage by saying that he did it.
Yeah, no, in that way, you're absolutely right. If you look at Russia collusion, this $35 million attempt to depose the president, that totally backfired because now we know so much more about the Steele dossier, the Russian sources of Hillary's propaganda attack against the president, the legal FISA warrant. So, yes, I think, you know, the impeachment, the fake impeachment, is already backfiring because, you know, knew about it, I knew about it, but how many Americans were aware that Hunter Biden was involved in a massive corruption scheme thanks to his father getting $50,000 a month from a Ukrainian gas company when he had zero qualifications to do so? And that is part and parcel. That's a function of people getting to hear about it because Nancy made the wrong decision. So, ironically, these people are scoring a lot of own goals right now.
They certainly are. And as we continue with Sebastian Gorka in our next segment, one more segment with him, the book is called The War for America's Soul. It is a New York Times bestseller. I want you to get your own copy and go out and support this guy who's speaking the truth on radio. Like yours truly, every single day. There's not many of us, but the ones that are, friends, we're trying to make a difference in the world around us as we are fighting, I think, for the legitimate freedoms and future of America. I think that it's if we lose this election in 2020, we lose kind of fundamentally what America is because of the ideas that are being put forward by the other side. That's why I believe that. All right. We're also being brought to you tonight by a bevy of great sponsors, not the least of which are my friends at Balance of Nature. They have been running a special all week long that is going to run out tonight. If you do not order, you can get 35% off plus free shipping plus the little travel bottles full of Balance of Nature as an additional free gift. But, friends, you need to call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Coming right back from New York.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If I'm the president.
president some nights, I just go to bed chuckling because he really does have such a huge advantage in being on the right side of all this stuff. We found out that Pelosi's son also had, son had a connection to a Ukrainian. Dr. Gorka, I thought all these Democrats hated fossil fuels. I thought they were against, the old way of producing energy. They sure have a lot of kids benefiting from this very crude, earth-harming industry.
They're lecturing us on, not eating, you shouldn't be eating beef burgers or driving your, fossil fuel-powered car. But it's funny how many of their children get very, very fat paychecks from the evil energy corporations, especially in foreign countries. So, look, my good friend who says it every day on his amazing show, Chris Plant, has the morning show here in D.C.
Right.
If the left didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all.
That's well said. We're speaking with Sebastian Gorka. The brand new book, and I predict it's going to be an immediate bestseller, The War for America's Soul, published by Regnery. It's got an exclusive interview with President Trump. I don't want to get into that here because I'd like people to get the book to make sure that they see. But I've had a chance to peek at that, Dr. Gorka, and that is well worth getting the book all on its own. Let me ask you a couple of other things as it relates to where we are at right now. You mentioned 390 days out from the election. Joe Biden, just kind of rapid fire here. Is Joe Biden fatally crippled? Is he done? Are we looking at a Bernie or an Elizabeth Warren taking this Democratic nomination now?
Get a fork and put it in Biden's campaign because it is done. It is over. It's Hillary's nomination. It's Warren's nomination to lose.
Now, that's an interesting foible that you almost said there because your third appendix in this book deals with Hillary Clinton. Much speculation in the last 24 hours. You've seen the reports. Is she preparing to get back into this thing one more time?
I didn't want to believe it was possible, but as Larry Elder said when we were on stage yesterday for my book event, he said, can we be that lucky? So this woman's ego knows no bounds. She's utterly delusional. She just said yesterday that she won the election in 2016. So look, if she wants to be crushed again, I just can't wait to see it. So Hillary, please run.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting. I personally don't think she gets back in, but I've got a lot of friends. My friend Carol Markowitz at the New York Post almost certainly believes that she's going to get in. Real quickly, the idea that we are going to have the possibility of winning back the House. In order to do that, we need to win New York 18, New York 11, some of these places where Trump won big, but they did go Democrat in the 18 cycle. What's your read on the kind of balance of the electoral college right now? I'm saying it could be 34 to 38 states. He won 30 in 2016, but people look at me crazy when I say that. But Dr. Gorka, I just feel like there's energy in places that there weren't before, primarily because of the economic success. What's your take?
Yeah, I think anything is possible in the age of Trump. Remember what we were told on the very day of the last election that Hillary had it in the bag. New York Times, Huffington Post said 94 to 96% chance of winning. I think the silent majority has only grown in the last 3 years. But, as I write in the book, it's going to be a question of mobilization. The left is organized. They're going to bust people. We can't be blasé. We can't take things for granted. And everybody who's listening to your show, you've got to take five people with you to the polls who wouldn't otherwise vote. So, the other side is organized. They're like the Borg out of Star Trek. They're like a hive mind. We have to be organized. We have to be dedicated because, as Donald Trump Jr. said when we launched the president's reelection campaign, 2020 is a very simple choice. It's the choice between socialism and liberty.
Yeah. Babies being aborted after they're born or the value of life. Truth in our public policy and in our processes, or utter falsehoods and deceptions. And when it comes to our foreign policy and economic policy, we've seen the impact that he's made there. Last thoughts, Dr. Gorka, before we close. And again, the book is The War for America's Soul. Get a copy right now. It is a quick read. You'll actually process this rather quickly, but because it's got that very readable and very intense kind of passion that Dr. Gorka writes with, and you just can't put it down. But let me ask you about the issue in Turkey specifically. We believe that that incursion has begun. Are they going to play ball the way the president wants them to? Or is it something that we can totally take their word for, or do we really have to watch them carefully in terms of how they interact with the Kurds?
It would be nice to be able to take their word for it, because NATO is, you know, Turkey is a key ally in NATO, strategically placed. But no, we have to watch them like a hawk. This is not the Turkey of Atatürk. This is a Turkey run by a neo-Ottomanist, a theocrat, a man who is an autocrat and is not a fan of democracy in any way, shape, or form. So the president's made it very clear. Your job is to crush ISIS. If you use this as an opportunity to crush the Kurds, then we will destroy Turkey's economy. And he used exactly those words. And he's doing it with Iran. He's doing it with Russia. So Erdogan better yeah. take the measure of Donald Trump as a serious man. Time will tell.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Dr. G, always good to have you in New York. Thank you for being here, and congratulations on the book, and we'll see you on the radio.
Thank you. And if you want a signed copy, go to sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com.
Was not aware of that, but now we will definitely promote sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com, for the signed copies of The War for America's Soul. That's sebgorka.com, sebgorka. All right, Kevin McCullough. Well, what'd you think of the things that Dr. Gorka had to say? My phone lines are open tonight, 800-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Hit extension 1 when you go, and make sure, of course, that you do what you can to get your comments in. If you disagree, you get to go to the front of the line. But we are always glad to chat with you about just about anything. Michael Bloomberg starting out the show tonight by saying that we need to tax poor people more for their own well-being. Now, is this? I know that you've got socialists and progressives running in the far left lane of the Democratic Party. Is this the idea that the moderates were going to have to try to win, to try to beat those guys? I don't know how that works, but friends, you gotta weigh in on that if you are so inclined. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And in the next hour, Elizabeth Pipko coming up in the Ladies Lounge. That's all straight ahead. She's the head of a new thing called the Exodus Movement. We'll talk more about that. Stay with us, live from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, if you're watching on Biz TV right this very minute, and if you're not, run over to my video stream right now and pull it up on Twitter or on YouTube. Pull up Radio Night Live. The light show that you are seeing is the one, I believe that's on the Cartier building on Fifth Avenue, and that is just the coolest. In fact, in a couple of weeks, I'll be going to the Carnegie Hall Getty's Christmas show, and then we'll wander over there and watch that light show either before or after. But it is one of the way they project those Christmas castles on the front face of that building, that's just the coolest thing. Anyway, it is turning into that time of year, and friends, that's one of the reasons why we are so avidly pursuing giving a very special Christmas gift to some people that don't have anything. We have been telling you for the last number of weeks that we are very much, very insistent, very passionately trying to liberate some 200 human trafficked slaves in northern Sudan, people that were taken captive in the Sudanese Civil War. Christian Solidarity International has been working for their relief. $250 secures not only their release from their slave master, but a kind of a toolkit to a new life. It's called the Bag of Hope. You've heard me talking about it. Those of you that have been following know that we have gotten closer and closer to that number. And as of this very minute, I believe we are not more than 10 slaves away from hitting the 200 lives liberated for this year. And I just want to beg of you, if you were considering doing it and thought that your time had passed, it hasn't. We have until Christmas this year to get those remaining 10. And here's how simple it is. If you can't do a one-time gift of $250, do a $25 a month gift for 10 months, or do a $50 a month gift for 5 months, or do $125 a month for 2 months. But friends, we are only 10 slaves away from having liberated 200 this year. Now that's on top of the 187 that we liberated a year ago. And that's already about 50 more than we were hoping to have as our goal for this year. So you have done an amazing thing in giving people this brand new chance at life. And our Liberation Christmas effort is very much underway. 888-342-1010. Now it's post-Thanksgiving. You're thinking about giving Christmas gifts and what you're going to get. And this weekend, Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday. Oh, Giving Tuesday. Hey, how about that? Hey, how about making CSI, Christian Solidarity International, with Kevin McCullough? How about making that the focus for your Giving Tuesday this year? 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. We got a gift last week from someone who she said, Kev, I was on my way to bed. I heard you talking about it. I'd been meaning to give, so I just decided to stop right there and call in. So she did, just before she went to bed. Friends, that could be you right now. And if there were just 10 of you across the country, just 10 of you, we could surpass that 200 liberated slaves number tonight and guarantee those 200 people that they do not have to live in slavery in 2020. Friends, it's the greatest Christmas gift you could give anyone. So 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And next week, coming up, former ambassador and former governor Nikki Haley. Now, coming up next hour, Elizabeth Pipko. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.